just words. Tripping on my tongue, like everything's been said and done. Hello, this is Aaron with Power Popaholic, and I am talking today with Nick Piunti, who has a new album out and a new band. The new band is Nick Piunti and the Complicated Men, and the album is called Downtime. How are you doing today, Nick?
Good, Aaron. Great talking to you.
It's been a while since I met you way back in 2014 when you played the Power Popaholic Fest with Chris Richards and the Subtractions, if you remember. Way back then.
It was a great weekend. Boston the night before, and then we drove down, and you don't realize how far Boston is from New York until you make that drive.
Absolutely. And the cool thing about it is, like, after that show and the years following, you came out with your solo albums, and you're one of the few artists, and I only have a real small handful of artists that have made my top 10 lists. Every release that comes out, you're in the top 10 somewhere. Usually you're there all the time. And I think this album is another one that is eventually going to end up in my top 10 somewhere at the end of this year as well. So, congratulations on that in advance. I don't know where it's going to end up, but, you're definitely in there in the running for sure.
Thanks so much. You never know. I mean, it's like you wear out your welcome by doing an album every year or two, but if I didn't have the songs, I wouldn't be putting the album out. It's not like I have to put a record out. It's like, I want to put a record out because I get some really good songs again.
Yeah, I mean, I think this record is right alongside your others, as it's powerful. It's a real good album. And one I wanted to ask you primarily is the new band. So the new band, The Complicated Men, and you basically, I know that a fellow artist that we've reviewed many years is also in your band, Ryan Allen. How did that come together?
Well, Jeff Hupp, who's the bass player, we've been friends, kind of distant friends, not super close buds, but he liked my music, knew about it, and I think I was getting ready to do a show. Probably David Bash was coming in town, and I was going to do I didn't have a band at the time that I wanted to put together just for the one show. Mm-hmm. So Jeff said, "Hey, do you want a bass player for that? And I can get a drummer." I was like, "Yeah, that'd be cool." So he brought along Ron Vensko, who's a drummer, and we got together, the three of us, actually at my restaurant. It was a Sunday when we're closed, and just to see how it felt. And it felt pretty good, because they were just learning the songs from Temporary High that just came out. Or actually, it wasn't even released yet, I think, our first show. And so we were playing some of those songs. And then Ryan Allen was with the band for a short time, but he was included in the recording on the album, but he's not a permanent member. He did come up with the name The Complicated Men, which we kind of like, kind of tongue-in-cheek, kind of funny. And Kevin Darnell is the keyboardist, and that's been a nice addition. Kind of, just brings the music to different places, but at the same time, the record kind of rocks. I think it even rocks a little bit harder than the last record, and part of that is the way we recorded it, everybody playing together, tracking it as a band. And so it was kind of, I haven't done a record like that in quite a while, so that was kind of fun. Usually it's me and Jeff, Michael, the producer, starting the songs out, and we bring everybody in piece by piece. So this was nice. So we actually did all the tracking for the record in two weekends, and then some other time for overdubs and mixing and some vocals. But it was pretty quick in the studio. In fact, Jeff said it's probably the least amount of time I spent making a record, and with a band that's well rehearsed, you can do that.
Wow. I was just going to say, the compositions on this album just seem a little more sophisticated. Some of them seem just a little bit more detailed than your previous albums. If we go back to, 18...
Remind me. In my head, yeah.
Yeah. If we go back to that album, you can tell a lot of the composition started basically with just a guitar and everything else kind of just gets added in the background. Here, with the Complicated Man, it seems that some of the songs sort of, you know, each little part is part of the song. It's not like, it's not all guitar based all the time. There's other things going on when you layer it, which is, you know, which is something that I think really makes this stand out. I mean, and also I like where some of the songs are going with a lot of it. You also have a few ballads on here, which is nice. I think the track that stood out to me right away, Bright Light, I love that guitar theme. It's just an amazing guitar theme.
One of the later ones that we, and I really liked that song. I felt like I was kind of pushing the band on that one a little bit. But I just felt like there was something kind of special about it. And then I love the piano on it. And Chris Plum, one of our buddies that guest on the record, came up to the cool harmonies. That was him. And it was nothing that I would have come up with. And I was like, oh, that's really cool. It's just kind of took the song in another direction.
Yeah, it's really rich. I like the way it was built.
Even, you know, other records that I've did with Andy and Andy Reid on bass and Danny Brown on drums, same thing. They did their thing, which, you know, added a lot to it, you know. I'm not the kind of guy that's going to dictate every part.
Right.
And I'm not a drummer, which is good, because then I'd be telling the drummer what to play. Everybody pretty much free reign, and they, you know, really there wasn't anything that was laid down. I mean, sometimes we would kind of guide a little bit, you know, but piano solo on Every High, you know, Kevin came up with that, and I was like, I love it, great, you know.
I was just going to bring up Every High. It seems like that's really the message is like seize the day, really inspirational. Is there anything that, you know, was there any inspirations personally for that song for you?
Yeah, that's what, kind of one of my personal, you know, father to daughter songs, you know. And, yeah, just kind of trying to help her through her, you know, relationship things, and trying it from voice of experience, just saying, you know, this is kind of, yeah, this happens, you know, to everybody. And
right.
The old thing about Every High is as it flows. But I wasn't sure after having the last album called Temporary High, if I should have another high song. But, you know, totally different.
Well, it works. It works.
Yeah.
Tell me also a little bit about Going Nowhere, where I feel like everything's on one type of plane, and Going Nowhere is like classic Nick Pionti, with that driving riff and the organ chords and that, you know, the chorus, the doo-doo-doos, and it sounds very comforting. It's just like a very familiar tune. Where did that song come from?
That song, I had the music, and I had some just words that, you know, just kind of some ghost words that I was singing along to it, and we were recording the record, and we're getting to the end. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jeff said, hey, when are you going to sing Going, or Denny wasn't even called Going Nowhere. I called it No Reason it was called. It's like, No Reason. It's like, yeah, that doesn't really. So anyway, I was stuck. I was going to go in the studio that weekend and try to finish off all the tracking. And I told Ryan, I said, hey, I'm kind of stuck, and he's helped me finish some songs before. So this is the one song that I need some help on. So he said, send me that song again, because he didn't play on it. And I sent it to him, and then I said, well, what's the melody? He said, I'll just pick up the acoustic guitar, and I sang the melody. And so then, about 20 minutes later, he sent me back a verse. And I said, oh, this is pretty cool. And I said, what else you got? And then he sent the next verse and a bridge, and I was like, really cool. And he said, if you want to add something. So I added one line. He said, no, I don't like that. So we just kind of went straight with what he wrote, and it fit perfectly. And
wow.
So it was cool.
Yeah, that's great. Another thing that I think I brought this up earlier, but I'll bring it up again. The ballads. I like the fact that you put ballads in. I know in some of the early albums, you didn't really put too many ballads in there, maybe one or something. And here you have All Over Again and Good Intentions, both really nice. It breaks up the pace of the album. So, you know, gives you a breather from the heavy guitar, and then you get in some light acoustic moments. Are these also personal songs that relate to your direct experience with your family, or is it something that basically you just sort of like say, all right, I'm going to write a love song, or I'm going to write a wistful memory?
Yeah, I think All Over Again is kind of, I don't know if it was, it's funny, I've been saying this, but some of the other people I've been talking to, but like my wife was worried that, you know, you better put a disclaimer on that record, like, these songs are not about Kelly. I think we're in deep trouble. But that one, maybe thinking about if I lost her, what it would be like, and don't, you know, lose something that you've got, and so maybe that was one of my moments, like, what if, you know, I had a friend that was going through a divorce, and I'm thinking, huh, you know, it's been happening, is it, you know, is it going around? So that could be that, but I know that that's All Over Again. The other ballad is All Good Intentions. Yeah, my mom passed away just a little over a year ago, and I was thinking about her last few years were tough. You know, she was she had a lot of health issues, and it was tough, and just losing control and some dementia and stuff. And then I'm thinking, what would she? You know, trying to encourage her to try to be positive about, you know, the situation she was in as best as she could be. And I was thinking about maybe the words that she'd want to say if she could, if she's in a better frame of mind, or maybe, you know, my time comes, it's just like, hey, I did my best, and, you know, maybe it wasn't enough, but I hope you know that I gave it 100%, and thinking about my girls, and, you know, that you get feeling like that. And,
it's a great sentiment. It's a great sentiment. I was going to ask also, do you have a guitar inspiration, a guitar hero, somebody who you basically listen to all the time for, you know, stylistic impressions?
Well, you know, it's like I was thinking about that, and I always like guitarists that have great little melodies in their solo. I mean, Elliot Easton, he just like the perfect little solos, and I remember him saying, he was inspired like George Harrison, like the solo in Something. It's just like a little song within a song. So, yeah, I think about that. And I think of Jody Porter, you know, Fountains of Wayne. If you listen to the first Fountains of Wayne record, it's great. It's fantastic. But when Jody joined the band, then he got more, you know, definitive guitar solos. And plus his chops, he can pretty much play anything. But, yeah, I mean, he's one of my favorites. And if people don't, people talk about Fountains of Wayne, they probably don't talk about that, but, you know, some great riffs, and when I play a riff, I think in my head sometimes before I'll play it, and so I want it to be catchy but not too redundant. So
it sounds great. I love Fountains of Wayne, obviously. And it's great to hear that Jody's an influence. Tell me a little bit about Never Belong to Me. That song, I like the call and response lyric to that one, you know, saying that you belong to me, but you never belong to me. That kind of dynamic, it's really interesting. Tell me a little bit about that song, if you could.
Yeah, that song, I had the call and response part, but it was lower registered, and then Ryan was in the band for a minute at the time. We, like, recorded four songs really quickly, and Ryan was in the band. Then it was like, can I really, you know, how much time do I have? And we wanted to play out more, and so his band, the Extra Arms, was just putting a record out. So, you know, you couldn't do both, but he changed the part to be a little bit higher, well, just say higher in that register anyway, and yeah, that song was pretty cool. We put it together in the basement and recorded maybe a couple of weeks later. But, the whole, I like how the rhythm changes from the beginning and kind of halftime, and then it kicks in and the organ. And there's a lot going on in that song. But it's funny, you know, you never know what songs are going to get attention.
Right. Well, I think a lot of these songs are going to get attention, you know, once people get to hear them. And what I was going to ask is, you know, because of the situation we're in, the country's in, there's not really any touring behind this, I don't think. It's strictly a, you know, studio album that release. Are you going to do any, like, Facebook concerts or anything online to promote the album?
Yeah, you know, we all live kind of a little bit away from each other. Not, you know, we live within an hour of each other, but I see so many of them, and it's kind of trying to think, if you're going to do something, you want to make it not just another middle-aged guy with an acoustic guitar, and, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Some other bands have done some things, and but, you know, watching the Fountains of Wayne and the Jersey, from Jersey to New York, that was really cool. Always special for so many ways, but they did it really good, you know, and we definitely have enough time, I think, that we can do that. So we've got a few weeks left till the record comes out. So I think the next week we'll figure out something that we can do and maybe do a slightly different version of the record, but, you know, one of the songs in the record.
All right, great. Well, Nick, thank you so much for the time. I totally appreciate the interview. The time just flew by. And, you know, people, if you are interested, the record comes out. What's the date of the release?
May 22nd. There is going to be a little bit of delay in the shipping for the distributor because they don't know a lot of the independent records when they're going to be open. So you might not be able to get a physical product in a store until middle of June, but they'll be available on my Bandcamp, you know,
obviously,
site. And you can order them, you know, always do the Amazon route, whatever. We kind of like to encourage the independent,
awesome
stores, of course, but it'll be out there in vinyl and CD and Stream Away and
excellent.
And the last album we got quite a bit of airplay in the Underground Garage, so hopefully we'll get a shot at that with this record too.
I don't doubt it at all. Thank you so much, Nick Piunti and the Complicated Men with their album Downtime. Don't miss it, everyone. Please pick it up. It's definitely going to be in my top 10 sometime the end of this year. So check it out. Thanks so much, Nick.
Thank you, Aaron.
All right. Take care.
Bye.